Hey guys, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discussed rock hard chewing gum and how to make your jawline look manly. And then we talk about tainted meat, and we follow that up with shutting the fuck up and being quiet. Hope you enjoy it. Remember to like and subscribe. And we're going to a new format once a week, so you don't have to listen to my dumbass more than once a week. If you want us to go back to the old way, write us and let us know. But we probably won't because, you know, our lives are awesome now with all this extra time. Have a good one. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I got Mikey in the house. What's up?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And as usual, we are kind of half-ass prepared. So, hey, buckle up, buttercups, because we're about to fuck your day up. Or yeah, maybe not.
Half-ass is better than no ass.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I don't know, man. You ever had half-ass? Wait, who are we talking about here? We half-ass all the time.
Yeah, true. To that.
No, but seriously, have you ever had half-ass?
I don't know what a half-ass is.
It's like a little person.
Oh.
That's like a little person. They're called half-asses.
Oh. Is that what people refer to you as?
Yeah, exactly. I was waiting for it. I dangled that low fruit over you, and you literally took it finally. I love it.
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, you didn't take the low-hanging fruit. You went, nah, I'm good.
No. I tried not to. I only took that because you forced it. You made me take it.
That's what she said.
I am so excited about my pearly whites. I'm just telling you, man. Every time I look at the camera, I'm like...
You sure got a pretty mouth.
I do. I have a pretty mouth.
You really do. I mean, I'm fucking kind of jealous, man, because I got fucking chiclet teeth and they're fucked up. But
chiclet teeth.
Yeah, my I have sway back teeth. Sway some sway this way, some sway that. You know. But you got like a perfectly your teeth almost look fucking fake, dude.
I know.
They're like scary fake looking. Like you're wearing those Dracula teeth that you wear at Halloween without the points. You know what I mean?
I know. They look like dentures. They look like the horse teeth.
Like you look like a fucking, you look like a Facebook ad. I have dental care right here.
Dude, once I get my nose fixed, I think I might be okay looking.
Just okay. Yeah, just okay. You moved to a 4 to a solid 5, just like that. So, I mean, you know, hey.
I went from like, ooh, get away from me. People beating me off like Quasimodo.
Wait, doing what? Off. Beating you off?
Yeah.
I want to be Quasimodo. I mean, shit. No. Just call me Quasi. That's my nickname now.
Oh,
hi,
man.
I want you to beat me off. But, man, I'll tell you what, though. I was going to just lead into an article today that I read. And it's actually pretty fucking serious. But at the same time, it's like, man, you know, everybody, you can tell by looking at us, even though we're working on it, we love food, right?
Yeah,
so,
sure. We'll go with that.
We love food. Hey, have you seen in the news that freaking Boar's Head is literally in a world of hot water?
Jesus,
have you seen any of this on the news yet? It's been going on for about a week or so, but
I'm surprised I haven't seen anything on Instagram or Facebook for the few minutes I'm on there.
Yeah,
nothing's come across my news feed either, like my little news ticker. It's kind of shocking. Actually.
You know, it's pretty crazy. It's almost like the world's been pretty quiet the last couple of weeks, honestly, except for this. I mean, I felt the same way. Like everything on Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok or whatever is all very just kind of the everyday norm. There's no like weird shit coming out or weird things happening in the world, which kind of has me a little nervous because usually it gets really quiet and then bam, fucking hits you right between the eyes. You know, something fucked up happens. But
yeah.
But I'll take the quiet downtime too, you know.
So what's going on?
So basically,
Boar's Head. Like, what are they doing to people?
First of all, let me just say something. I love Boar's Head meat products. There's just something about putting their meat in my mouth that just makes it so amazing.
Yeah.
But they have the best, softest meat. So basically, they were linked with a listeria outbreak.
Oh shit!
Okay, so. It's led to 57 hospitalizations and 9 deaths in 18 states.
Wow.
Since its report in July. Now, they initially reported on it on July 19th, right?
Yeah.
So as of August 28th, they reported 6 new deaths connected to the outbreak.
That's insane.
That's including the first deaths in New Mexico, New York, South Carolina had two, I think, and then Tennessee. Yeah.
Wow.
But they're stating, though, that there will be likely more illnesses and possibly more deaths because of the incubation period of Listeria. Take a guess how long it stays incubated.
15 days?
No. Try again.
30?
Try again.
45.
2 months. 60 days.
60 days.
Ooh. So people who consume tainted deli meat, not only in July, that's August, September. That means the end of the month, dude.
Oh, Jesus. So you don't know if, you don't know if that public sub is going to kill you or not.
Well, here's the fucking problem.
If you order the boar's head meat because you're trying to be bougie.
Yeah, well, here's
bougie kills.
I'll take the boar's head because it's $3 more per pound. Yep. Now you're going to have instant diarrhea or die, you know. But the reality is that their investigation, the CDC investigated it, right? They found that the meat sliced at the deli counters, including the boar's head brand liverwurst, was contaminated with Listeria and made the people sick. They expanded the recall to include every product made at the facility. But the problem is that, like you said, they slapped that meat.
Jesus, we're trying to
can't get any worse, I swear to God. Yeah. But they slapped that meat on the fucking counter. So whether you had Publix or whatever, I'm wondering what the contamination rate is to other brands. With Listeria, I don't know if it stays contained and contaminated within the meat or can it spread. That I don't know. I would assume since you can spread it from one meat product to the next, you know, inside the plant
why it wouldn't spread.
Correct. So here's the thing. Now, the inspectors, right? Mm-hmm. Over 12 months before it was voluntary to shut down because of the outbreak, right? They found insects, mold, mildew. And in some cases, listen to this shit, dude. In some cases, the product in like the byproducts and the fat and shit hit the fucking walls and they weren't cleaning it. Yeah. How does that make you feel about cold cuts, motherfucker? You know what I mean? Seriously. What the fuck? Why would you not scrub?
Disgusting.
Dude. Listen, the attorney general, I believe, hold on. It was the USDA's Health and Food Inspection Service, right?
Right.
Now, they said this is the worst set of inspection reports they have ever seen in U.S. history.
Somebody got paid off.
So what Congress now should investigate is how, in my opinion, is how that outbreak arose and why inspectors allowed the plant conditions to exist.
No. They're gonna try to inspect to see if the lunch meat has a gender or not.
What pronoun did that pig go by?
Yes. They're going to try they got to figure out what the pronoun is before they can do any further research.
But here's the crazy part, man.
But
not only, you know, and I'm quoting Martyr here. He says, it's crazy. Not only was this plant better at producing Listeria than it was at producing meat, but also, what were the inspectors fucking doing? And that's why. But my question is, what are these guys doing? I can tell you, Mike, okay, somebody who worked in the service industry, in the restaurant industry for quite some years back in my youth, right? I can tell you how much shit they miss when they inspect restaurants. Like, I'm not going to mention the chains. So if all you fuckers are thinking I'm going to sell somebody out, unless you go and look at my profiles places, then you can kind of tell where I work. But here's the thing. I can tell you firsthand that the restaurants that I worked in were fucking disgusting. Okay. Really? And I always tell people, if you knew the shit that went on with restaurants, you wouldn't go out to eat.
100%.
You really wouldn't, because I can tell you firsthand, I have witnessed it. It's disgusting. Now, to the ones that actually do keep up their kitchens and do a great job, hey, hats off to you. But I'm just telling you, the chains that I've worked at, they're fucking gross, dude. Absolutely gross. And you know, the thing is when you have that much food around and you're constantly working and you're constantly, all it takes is one person to contaminate, you know, cross-contaminate, you know, a red meat with a poultry or a seafood with a poultry. Yep. And it would put them in the wrong freaking place. And next thing you know, you got some cross-contamination. They get it on their hands. If they're not washing their hands like they're supposed to be doing or wearing gloves, they can put it on the counter. Next thing you know, boom.
It's game over, man. Game over, man.
Game over.
next thing you know, you're sitting on the toilet shitting your brains out until you die like Elvis Presley.
Why don't you put Biden in charge, man?
Game over.
So here's a fucked up part, dude. 1 in 25 chickens that you purchase from the grocery store, just to stay in that theme of things, 1 in 25 will have salmonella. Will test positive for salmonella. Yeah. So it's like you're playing chicken roulette, bitch, with your colon. You get salmonella.
But so this is where it comes down to food safety handling.
Correct.
So 100%. If you wash your hands and you wash this is how salmonella transfers typically. Okay. You pull your chicken out, you defrost it. You put it on your cutting board, you slice it up, you put it in your pan, and then you take your fresh veggies and you put them on the cutting board and you chop them up and you move them over. And now you've cooked your meat to 165 degrees and you're like, I'm safe. But you didn't realize you contaminated all your veggies because you never washed your cutting board.
Thank you.
So a simple practice, real quick. I'll say this real fast. Then you can go on your little rants. You're dying over there.
I'm just saying that's why I'm so fucking weird. But go ahead.
So here's what I do. And, I am a certified food safety manager in the state of Florida for another, 4 months before my commission expires. What I like to do is I like to have a meat cutting station and a produce cutting station that has separate knives, separate cutting boards, and they're not together. So I process my meat in one spot, and then I wash my hands before I transition, because you got to make sure you're handling it and you're not wearing gloves. You have to wash your hands with warm water and soap, at least 60 seconds, and then you can move over to your veggie cutting station and cut all your veggies and keep them separate. And then as soon as you're done with your cutting boards, wash them and then wash your hands. Every time you switch tasks, wash your hands. Even if you're wearing gloves, I am super anal. Yeah, if you're wearing gloves, you got to make sure you change your gloves out between tasks. Because that's how you transmit stuff.
Let me tell you how anal I am, and then you can continue. I am so anal. I'm like you on this, but even if I'm wearing my black gloves that I have that I put outside, because I have disposable gloves too. They're black for cooking. They're a little bit thicker, and I'll make bacon, for instance, outside, because my wife hates the smell of it in the house. She hates the smell of bacon, which I don't. You're un-American if you hate the smell of bacon. Yeah, that's just the way I feel. So that being said, or you're fucking weird. But anyway, so I literally will take the fresh bacon out and I will put it on the flat top and I'll get it all cooking. Right. If I don't, I'll go inside and wash my hands. Right. Pick up the Lysol and spray the door handles. Cause I literally I do like the wrist thing to open the doors. Cause I don't want to touch them with the gloves. I'm that fucking weird. Cause then I'm also cheap. So I didn't want to throw my gloves away, which now it makes total sense. Just throw the gloves away and just pick up new ones after you're done holding raw meat. So and by the way, 1 in 5 chickens will have E. coli.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
That stuff can be killed by cooking, proper cooking, getting it the internal temperature up to 165.
But like you said, if you've got an infected chicken and you leave it on your counter, and then you go over and you grab the produce, or you go grab a knife, or you go grab this, and you're not paying attention to washing your hands. Next thing you know, I saw a study where the guy actually blacklighted, like these two ladies. They were cooking, right? And they basically said, just bought a chicken from the store. Do you know the salmonella was in 8 places inside the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
On the counter where it was. Now, the odds are they probably wouldn't have got sick.
Yep.
Because your immune system's pretty fucking tough, believe it or not. Yeah. Unless you get it, you know what I mean? But you can come in contact and still not get it. You got to get a pretty good dose of it that's got to be ready to rock and roll, so to speak. But yeah, man. So Boar's Head, is obviously recalling, but the map to where these have gone, in Florida alone, 3 people have gotten sick. Georgia, 2. South Carolina, 2. Jesus. North Carolina, 1. So, actually, if you look at the numbers so far, the amount of people sick, the one that got the sickest – go figure. New York.
Of course.
New York and Maryland are the 2 states that got the most sick people. But I think that's where the plant resides.
You know,
as well.
And it also depends on the age of the person. I mean, a lot of times you have to look. There's usually external. That's really not a high percentage of people getting sick off of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, dying, any death is tragic, but when you put it in perspective, it's usually people that have underlying circumstances or conditions that, you know, are the ones that end up, this is what basically is the icing on the cake that puts them in the grave. Because their body's already compromised, you know, like it would be a lot worse if they're like, you know, we sold 10,000 packages and 9,000 people died, you know, like, and you're like, Oh, that's shit. 90% death
they fuck
rate,
some shit
you know?
Up.
Yeah. But like,
that's like 0.105%, you know, got sick
like
on, based on the population.
1%, then, you know, yeah, you should be cognizant of it, but you probably don't need to stress and worry about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know the fucked up part
I
went to the grocery store.
Are they offering refunds for people that bought Boar's Head? Or like, what are they doing? Like,
I don't know.
Are you just shit out of luck? You're just like, nah, fuck you.
I don't know if they're...
Go buy more, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know if they're like doing that or if they're just saying, hey, send it back and you're shit out of luck. I mean, I really don't. I that's something I'd have to investigate a little bit furtherly. But it's some crazy shit, man. I mean, either way. But, you know, it didn't stop everybody because when I went to go to Publix the other day, for instance... People were at the Boar's Head counter ordering Boar's Head like motherfucker.
Well, it's the people don't probably even know because, I mean, they're...
Yeah, they're like, yeah, I'll take that Listeria ham and...
I don't know, man. I feel like we're so oversaturated with news and stuff. Like, I didn't know about it. I mean, and I'm surprised I didn't get, you know, see it on my news feed or Instagram or anything like that. You know, like, nobody's really talking about it.
That's because the powers that be make it go away. Mark Zuckerberg's got like 50% stock into Boar's Head Meats, so he doesn't want it to fall. So.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of that, transitioning real quick, like, you know, I just recently re-downloaded Twitter or X. Okay. And after about 2 hours of being on X, I deleted it. Not
they're just
2 hours.
They're no different.
Consecutively. Just 2 hours over the weekend, like cumulatively, I was like, okay, I just can't deal with this level of negativity. Like, it's just insane what it was feeding to me. And I'm like, you know, it made me want to like go buy a bunker and live in a bunker because I was like, this world's going to end any moment.
Be like, what was that? Yeah. What was that? Who was the guy that played Encino Man? The actor. Oh, God.
Encino Man.
Not Pauly Shore.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. Thank you. Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser.
Thank you. I can see his face. I can see his face and I couldn't remember. But he also played the kid he played the guy that does the talking, Christopher Walken, I guess, and his wife went underground in the 60s. Yeah. They thought that there was nuclear war and they raised him as a kid and he comes out of the ground. It reminds me of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just go away and you see how much the world has carried on and you were like, what the fuck? I didn't even know anything that was going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not a bad thing is what I'm getting at. Like, you know,
what's happening?
I envy you sometimes for not being on socials. I'm like this man, fuck man. I envy him, man. Yeah. Because I'm like,
well, I'm on. I mean, I do check in regularly.
Yeah, but you're not on it is what I'm saying. You're not like going through reading for an hour, looking at other posts and shit like that, you know, yada, yada, yada. So
yeah, on Instagram, I have a 20 minute a day limit that I very rarely go over.
And it's usually on the shitter. Let's just face it.
No, not even so. Actually, I try to avoid it on the shitter now. Because I'll end up spending too much time on the shitter.
You were spending too much time on the shitter?
Well, yeah, because you know, you get sucked into it and it can get bad.
Oh, big time. And the next thing you know, you're on the shitter for 30 minutes and then you can't stand up. You need to call for help to get up off the toilet because your legs go numb.
Yep.
Yeah, I was, you know, it's just one of those things, man. So speaking of social media, all right, there's a fucking new trend that's going around. And again, it's probably something you don't know. I don't know. You might. So I'll bounce it off of you. So in a nutshell, there's this basically a fitness trend going around.
Yeah.
Okay. You're never going to fucking believe this, but young men are being targeted to chew hard gum.
What? Shut your
mouth. Before you go anywhere with that, let me elaborate.
Nom, 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 nom. I bet they are actually training for their future job.
Well, you think about it, man. I mean, you got hot girls on there doing stupid dances and, you know, doing these things and biohacking, whatever the hell you call it. And then now all of a sudden you have this new facial fitness craze. Okay. So they chew this gum. Okay, and if there's a company it was called that's doing it, they hired him. I know, man. It sounds fucking totally stupid. I know. I can only imagine seeing somebody sitting there working gum like it was a cock, you know? So it's like you chew and chew this hard jawliner gum, and they say it squares your jawline because of the muscles in your thing. But then when I researched it, there's like zero proof that it fucking works like anything else. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there going, okay, where is the scientific data? Yeah. And it says, like many grassroots trends, they promised an outcome that's not based on scientific findings.
Of course.
And then so dentists and everything are chiming in going, dude, this is horrible. Yeah. You know, for your jawline. It's horrible for your teeth. They actually say that you could actually lose your fucking teeth over a period extended time. You know, that's why, haven't you always heard, don't be chewing the gum all the time. It's horrible for you. Yeah. You know? But the rock hard chewing gums that they're selling, they say the extra force will work out the mysterious muscles that run from the cheekbone to the lower jawbone. But they have no scientific data to back it up. When they were asked about it, it's like nothing. I don't care about
how crickets.
I know. I don't feel like having a fucking jawline if I have to sit there and work a fucking pack of gum every fucking day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you bet you would.
But I would work my gums. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it at you. Is that some stupid shit you would try, or is it something?
No, dude. Nah, I'm not into bad shit like that, dude. You know me. I'm not like that. I'm not like me. I'm like meh.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's not my style, so to speak. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't fucking do it.
It's just not me, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, there's so many fucking shit on like, especially TikTok, man.
Yeah.
Like where people are trying to sell this kind of stuff, dude. I see it all day long. And speaking of TikTok, let me take a side cart here.
Yep.
Let me deviate for a second.
Sidecar.
Sidecar time. So let me ask you something. When you're on there buying shit, right?
Yeah, on where buying what?
Or no, not buying. Let me put it this way. When you're looking at things to buy.
Okay.
Have you started, like, I've started implementing something in my brain, and it's actually been very successful for me. Is it a want or is it a need?
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't really doing that for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I just would buy things because I could. You know what I mean? Right. Here's a shining example. So the other night I was sitting on the couch and I found these really cool workout shirts. Okay.
Yep.
And it said only gains. But it was written like OnlyFans, but it was only gains. I know. It was a cool ass fucking muscle shirt, dude. It was really cool. But I don't have muscles yet to fill it, so whatever. And then the other one said Gym Hub. And it was spelled out like, and it looked like Pornhub.
Yeah, like Pornhub, yeah. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So I thought these were really cool. I was like, man, I'm gonna order these things. So I was like, go through the whole process. You know, and I got to the checkout and I went, why? Okay, Brett, do you need this? Or do you just want it? And I literally looked at myself and went, you just want this. You don't need it. So I closed the cart. Of course, then you get the marketing fucking 101
email,
like 25 minutes, 30 minutes later. Hey, we noticed your cart was empty. We'll give you 20% off if you order it now. So I put it back. You know, I went back to the cart, put in the code. And I was like, okay. All right, now I get this, but now it's only this much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they keep selling you on it.
Yeah, they keep trying to sell me on it. I was like this. I go, okay, do you want this or do you need this? And I'm like, no, I just want it. So I was like, fuck you. I close it, right? About another hour goes by.
Another email
comes through. Hey, we noticed that you went to your cart a second time, and we want to tell you, you can buy one, get one. Right now, if you buy the next 10 minutes, and I was like this, oh, God damn it. So, of course, what do? I open up my fucking thing. I go to it. I look at my checkout. And I'm like, I put it in. And I'm like, wait, why is it showing me the same fucking price with 20% off? What kind of bullshit is this? All of a sudden, I look at the fine print. If you buy two items, you get the third one free. I was like, you motherfuckers, now I don't want it. And now I don't need it. Fuck you. And I closed the damn thing. I was like, nice. I was like, I could get this for two shirts for $25 because that's a deal because that's equivalent to Kohl's little cheap ass shirts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead, they butt fucked me and said, we almost got you with our butt fucking marketing material. And I was like, you sons of bitches. I was like, it's a want, not a need. Click. So I was just curious. Have you always been that way, or are you more of a, or were you more of a, I want this, and kept buying?
Oh, I'm a want purchaser so bad lately. I mean, I've made that realization. The problem is I justify it as a need.
Yeah, I know, right?
That is my biggest issue. I think is that I justify my wants as a needs, like. Oh, this will help me do this, which is worth this to me, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's like, you know, I buy shit that I shouldn't be buying.
And then it just sits and collects dust like a month later. And then you're like, why did I even buy this shit? And then you end up taking a Goodwill and somebody else buys it from Goodwill and they make money off of it.
I got a prime example. Like a year and a half ago, we went over to Premiere. The convention, the beauty convention.
Right.
And when I was over there, I saw these badass massage chairs. Okay.
I can see where this is going, but go ahead.
And I get massages like weekly because I have to for my, joints and shit. Like,
correct.
They're not comfortable, but they seem to help. And I got in the chair and it felt pretty good. I was like, oh, this is pretty spot on. You know, so like the first day they were like $9,000, you know, it's like, oh, that's way too much fucking money. You know what I mean? Like way too much.
Yeah.
So immediately like, I was like, meh, I don't need to spend that. Like, no.
Meh.
So then like, you know, I go in day two, now they're like $2,000 off. So like now they're like $7,000. It's like, ah, still way too much fucking money. You know?
I know, right? Here comes the hook.
So I go in like, you know, day three and they're like, okay, now it's like they're like, it's $5,000. Or you can get the floor model for like $3,000. And I was like, oh, $3,000.
$3,000 for the floor model?
I was like, I spend like $60 a week on massages. So in my brain, I'm like, $60 times 52 equals $3,100.
Stop. That's what? Exactly the shit you do. You're so analytical. You break everything down. I've noticed that about you.
I was like, that's $3,120 plus drive time and gas. So if I get this chair, I'll actually be saving money and I can have daily massages instead of weekly massages. So I pulled that fucking trigger. Got that son of a bitch delivered. And I still use it, but I'm back to getting my regular massages.
Is that the one in your game room?
Yeah.
Or your movie room, I mean, that one that sits in the corner.
Yeah. And it gets used. I mean, it gets used probably 5 or 6 times a week by the people in the household and myself. I don't use it 5 or 6 times personally. I use it maybe once or twice a week. But it's funny because I still ended up getting the regular massages too, because they can stretch you and they can do things that the chair just can't do.
I couldn't either, man. I could another sidebar. Here we go. I could never go get a hand job from fucking an Oriental place. I
can't do it.
I thought I could do it. And I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
I knew I could never do it because I feel like those girls are there because they're being forced into labor.
To be labor, yes.
You know? So I don't even like
to rub you down
the massage parlors in the first place. But then it makes me feel worse because I feel like they don't have a choice, you know, being there. So it's like, oh my God.
You want me to rub you down? No, I'm good. You want me to chuck you off? No, I'm good. Thank you.
Like, do you need me to like save you?
Yeah.
Come with me if you want to leave.
Yeah. Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah.
Come with me if you want to leave.
Yeah.
Mike the savior.
And I was like, This is why I have a house full of, you know, Asian migrant workers.
Then they're wondering why everybody's working on your end. Yeah. Mike, why do you have all these Asian people over here in your backyard working? Yeah. Don't worry about that.
No, you're mooching off the system. They're all just standing around, like, you know, like in like the Sims. Like they're just walking around in the Sims.
Oh my god, it's fucking hilarious, man. All right. Well, listen, before we get out of here, there's one other thing I want to talk about today. And that was, I saw a movie this weekend. And
I know you're telling me about this. And
yes.
I kind of think I like it. Make me want to watch it.
It's A Quiet Place Day One. Okay. So I'll just talk about this movie real quick. Day One. And have you seen all the other Quiet Places?
No, I've only seen the very first one. The one with, was it John Krasinski?
Yeah. The second one was good too. Yeah. The second one was good too. Yeah. Yeah. I think
I love the first one. I thought it was sad, but good.
This one was good. It was totally different, but I would just like to say human beings are fucking stupid.
Human beings.
And they're so stupid that they don't think shit through. You know what I mean?
What?
Okay, so there's a scene. I'll just talk about this scene. There's a scene where they lose power in the building, okay? And the main girl in the movie and this other guy, which is her doctor, or I mean her nurse, right? And he's a male nurse. The generator kicks on, so they go around the corner because, you know, those things react to sound.
Right.
Right? So he's over there trying to fucking turn the generator off, trying to figure out a way to turn the generator off. Right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you something, Mike. If you hear that generator kick on, let's say you and I are stuck enough and we know that these things go based on sound. What's the first thing you would do with that generator?
Turn it off.
So you would die.
Hold on. Wait,
I want you to think it through.
Okay,
I want to know whether or not I need to go with you on if we ever get in these situations.
Slow down. Let me think this through real quick. I'm in the room, and you said the generator kicks on.
So we're like in an adjacent hallway, and we're walking, and we're running, trying to get away from other. We finally got away from these creatures.
Wait, hold on, back up, because I need to know the preface of this. All right, hold on.
Sure.
Number one, why do I care if the generator's running or not?
Thank you. So you're answering my question.
I need to know this first because this is going to determine how I answer the question.
Okay, so they lose power, right?
But why is the power important? Is there people on critical support?
Because we're in a hospital? I don't know. They don't say. It's just they're in this building. It's like an abandoned building, and they're running through it trying to get through. And all of a sudden, the generator kicks on and starts making all this fucking noise, which attracts these creatures. Attracts the creatures, right?
Yes.
So they go
at that point. I would leave the generator running and I would move in the opposite direction as fast as I could. Because if I turn it off, I'm going to be the next loudest thing in the room.
Okay. So what's this motherfucker do? He goes into the room and is trying to figure out how to turn the fucking thing off. And I'm going like this. I look dead at my wife. I go, this guy deserves to fucking die. And she's like, what are you talking about? I go, why would you not fucking go the opposite direction and haul ass and get the fuck away from it and let them get drawn to that noise source and you go away? I was like, why do you feel the need to turn this shit off? I was like, I'd have left that shit on. I thought it immediately. Don't go in there and turn that shit on, dude. You're fucking stupid if you do. What's he do? How do I turn this off? Then he finally turns it off. Then he's like, he takes three steps back from me. He looks over at the girl. She's sitting off in the corner. You know what I mean? And quiet.
He goes
like this. Like that. Like nods to her. All of a sudden he goes, just takes him out from the side, dude. Boom, and takes off with him. I'm like, you dumb motherfucker. I'm like,
you willed it into existence.
But I was just like, because I knew right then and there, he's going to fucking die right now in this scene because that's the stupidest fucking – I thought that was the dumbest thing ever to do that. So then there's another scene of humanity's stupidity, right? And here's where it's at.
Well, that's just panicking in the moment and not stopping and thinking.
Okay, let me ask you something, Mike. So – we're being invaded by aliens that are killing everything on the streets. And we notice that everything's being killed, right? And we know that now they react to sound, right?
Yes.
So let me ask you something. If you saw a group of people walking down the street being quiet, would you join them to head towards – because the military went overhead with helicopters and said, move towards the boats in the water, da-da-da, because these creatures can't swim.
Okay.
I was going to say something. I'll wait till we're off air.
No,
I was going to tell you something else.
And I know exactly where you're going with that.
These creatures can't swim. Okay. So they're.
No,
they're
I wouldn't. All, I would not join like, any groups.
Or hordes period. Of people are walking through New York not, towards join, this river, headed towards the.
Groups.
Yeah. So you know, finally the main actress, she starts thinking, like she's thinking out loud in her head. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she's like sitting there because they're showing her thinking it and looking at people. Like one is the baby wheel turning, making noise. People stopping with on their feet, you know, walking through the debris. Yeah. So all those decibels go up. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm going like this. Fuck you. I would be like, I'll go back in the building and wait for everybody to die. So somebody does something and then fucking all of them come out.
Oh, yeah.
All the aliens come down, start killing everybody in the streets, dude, like ripping them apart, heads off, shit like that. Almost like Starship Troopers, dude, how the bugs were just ripping people to shreds. That's how they were doing it, dude. Long story short, I said, why are humans so incredibly fucking stupid?
Yeah.
Like, why are we so dumb? Like, you and I, we'd have probably survived that shit.
Maybe.
Because I would have survived it because I'm like, I'm not making a fucking move and I'm not making a sound. I'll wait this out. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't have moved with the herd. I wouldn't have done none of that shit. I wouldn't have turned the fucking generator off. I'd have just moved away from the noise source as fast as I could. I don't know. I just thought it was incredibly fucking stupid. Those particular scenes didn't make sense to me. And then, of course, there's
I feel like it's a massive disadvantage to not being able to see, being auditory only, because all you have to do is flood their nervous system with a lot of noise from a lot of different directions, and I don't think they'd be able to function.
Thank you. I was sitting there going like this. Why didn't the government fly helicopters and just play fucking music?
Because they can't fly, right?
No. Yeah, they can't fly and they can't swim. So it's like, all you gotta do is play loud music in the air and helicopters stay airborne, fucking get them all confused. Then you could kill the motherfuckers.
Or you just drop drop a thing that makes noises, and when they come out, then you just kill them.
Yeah, just drop a bomb on them,
then
dude.
You drop another one, and you make it, and then they come in. Or anything concussion will blow out their ears. I mean, auditory systems are.
Concussion bombs of some sort, you know, whatever. Yeah. They could have totally took this to a different direction and showing the humans win. That's what I would have done in Quiet Place.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been as good of a movie.
Quiet Place 4, listen, let me write the fucking script with you, dude, and we'll fucking end this shit. That'll be the end of the trilogy or whatever, you know what I mean? We'll end this shit with a great script, I promise you. But here's my thing, man. I was just like, the stupidest part about this thing is being a cat owner, and you're a cat owner.
Yep.
The cat lives through the whole entire thing.
Of course.
And the thing the cat does in the movie makes you go, that's why cats are assholes. You know what I mean? And you'll see. I don't want to say anything else, but I'm like, this motherfucker. Oh, no.
See, now you're going to tell me.
No, but then they also play this part where the cat, there's a part where the cat goes into the water with one of the people, and that cat is like, okay with it. When he gets out, I'm like, dude, that cat would have ripped his fucking face off trying to get out of that water.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, it's such bullshit. I have never seen a cat that's okay with being in the water ever. They're always in panic mode. They scratch you. I literally took my cat.
I don't know. There's big cat swim.
Listen, my little cat right here.
Yeah.
Just about tore my shoulder up on Saturday. I walked outside with him to let him sit outside like I normally do. And it started sprinkling on us. As soon as the water hit him, dude, it was like every claw came out of every paw. It was like grabbing onto me, dude. And I was like, fuck! I had to grab him by, what do you call it, on the back of their neck, that skin?
You know, scruff him?
I had to scruff that fucker, dude. He was not letting go. I was like, go on my fucking shoulder, man! He was like, water! You would have thought he was fucking on fire, dude. I was like, you son of a bitch! I wanted to kill him.
Oh, that's hilarious, though.
That shit hurt, dude. It hurt really bad. But anyway. We won't hang out much longer, man. I just wanted to run that movie by. I just wanted.
Why are you telling me that? I don't care.
No, I'm just saying. Listen, I talked about the movie. If you get a chance, see A Quiet Place. Day one, it really is worth the watch. Believe it or not, it was worth the watch. It was quite entertaining.
It was.
I still think the first one was better. That's just me. And I felt like they could have made the plot a little bit tighter, in my opinion. But it got like I think 8.6 on Rotten Tomatoes. So what the fuck do I know? So here's your movie critic.
I mean, I'm sure people liked it. I mean, I'm sure they did, you know?
Like I said, it was worth the watch. I was entertained. It was good. Yeah. I don't want to tell you too much because I want you to watch it. So that being said, guys, don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials. MasonDangerCO.com as well. You get 20% off just by using the promo code DailyBM. I'm planning on having a guest on not next Monday, but the following Monday.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that one. So
did you want to tell everybody in this episode, or because I don't think we explained it last episode that we're switching our format.
Oh, that's true. I did not. So listen, before you haul ass out of here, and if you did haul ass and you're wondering why we're not doing it daily, because we switch formats. So yeah. We have now moved to one day a week with a release on Mondays at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's to bring you better content. Hopefully you liked the show. And if you didn't, well, then go fuck yourself. No, but seriously, bring you better content, better guests. And really devote a lot more time into socials and things of that nature and bringing you stuff there on the daily as well. Mike's working on some things in the background. So that being said, check us out on Mondays. If you want to listen to us again, hey, by all means, go back and listen to older episodes as well. We're going to try this out for a few months and see how this works out. And hopefully you guys will love this new format. Mike, you got anything to add?
I think I'm going to like the new format. I think it's going to be a nice breath of fresh air. Give us a little bit more time to plan out the episodes, and I'm going to try to get more involved in social media on the Daily BM.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to call bullshit.
I'm going to try to post at least 12 times this decade.
So once a year instead of none. Got it. That works. It's a start. Yep. So anyway. All right. Well, you got anything else before we get out of here?
No. Just everybody have a great day and, enjoy your week.
Absolutely. Enjoy your week, people, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
No. Deuces.